Will you please turn to the sacred writ, Old Testament, first book of Samuel, in the 30th chapter. Amen. First book of Samuel and the 30th chapter. I want to encourage you at some point in time to read this entire chapter. Amen. It is a tremendous story. Can all be preached at one time. Amen. The 30th chapter of First Book of Samuel. Hear ye God's word, verse 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. And David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And in verse 6, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake, stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Can I get a witness? And I want you to look at verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. I just want to talk to you briefly from this theme. Give God your battles. Give God your battles. There's an old song that we used to sing, and every now and then we sing it. And I may imagine we don't sing it as much in the church land like it used to, because it's one of those old songs. But some of those old songs have a word to say, and that we should not forget. The song is, I am on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promise him that I will serve him until I die. You know, that song that says that I'm on the battlefield suggests that in life, you're going to have some battles. Can I get a witness? Amen. In life, you're going to have something to battle with. Can I get a witness? You're going to have some battles that says that you are dealing with some ups and some downs. Battles, no one want to have battles in their life. Battles challenge us to get the best strength out of us. Matter of fact, when you are engaged in a battle, it tests your character. Can I get a witness? As a matter of fact, sometimes you don't realize how strong you are until you go through something that you never thought you could go through. Can I get a witness? Battles are a warfare that the devil put in your way. Amen. When you are battling, you're dealing with a fight. You're dealing with a struggle. You're dealing with a hardship. You're dealing with something that is foreign to you. Amen. Matter of fact, you're dealing with a force that seems to be even greater than you. Can I get a witness? No need to make it pretty. Battles are ugly fights in life. And sometimes in life, you're going to have to deal with something that you never thought that you would have to deal with. Amen. I don't know what you're dealing with this morning. Amen. But I just want to stop by. I'm just about through. Amen. Give God your battle. Can I get a witness? Amen. You may be battling, amen, on the job. Amen. You may be battling, amen, with your finances. You may be battling with your children. You may be battling to try to get on the right street. Amen. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, the devil uses battles, amen, to try to give us a mentality of defeat. Amen. Let me tell you. Amen. When the devil gives you battles, amen, he's giving you something in life that you have to deal with. Amen. I want to tell somebody, amen, if you don't deal with it, it will deal with you. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. The devil wants you, amen, when you have a battle in your life. Amen. He wants you to just roll over and play dead. Can I get a witness? Amen. And I come to tell somebody, amen, you've come too far, amen, to turn around now. Amen. Anyone can hear say that you're not going to give up, amen, because you got some battles in your life. Amen. Battles have a way of draining the strength out of you. Amen. Makes you tired. Amen. I've never seen so many tired people. Amen. With no energy. Amen. Amen. No physical energy. Amen. Satan knows how to drain your joy. Amen. He knows how to sap your strength. Amen. And you know, he does it in a strategic way. Amen. Because if he can drain your spirit, amen, if he can drain your energy, amen, if he can wear you out, amen, he feels that he can destroy you. Amen. But I come to tell the devil, not too fast now. Amen. I said, not too fast. Amen. And I want someone to know, amen, that the battle is not yours to fight alone. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we think, amen, we're stronger than we are. Amen. Sometimes we think, amen, that we have more strength. Amen. I was surprised. I don't know if y'all were surprised, but I was surprised that the Clippers went down. Amen. Amen. 4 games straight. Amen. Looked like they had it all. Amen. Looked like they had the best player. Amen. Looked like they had the best team, and they looked like they were strong. Amen. But they met the Grizzly. Amen. Amen. Who didn't mind battling, carrying a witness, and somebody that was stronger than they. Because you see, when you are engaged in a battle, amen, it has a way of exposing your weakness, carrying a witness, amen. Somebody hear me today. I mean, amen. The reason why some folks stop praying, amen, when they have a battle in life, amen, because they weren't praying before the battle. Somehow hear me today. The reason why some people stop going to church, amen, when they have battles in their life, amen, is because they weren't strong in God in the first place. Amen. You can turn it down just a little bit. Amen. Amen. Just turn it down just a little bit. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. How many of you know that the devil, amen, doesn't want you to know how to handle your battles? Can I get a witness? Amen. And I come to tell you, people of God, amen, when you have battles in your life, don't act like you don't know God, amen, amen. We can go around singing, I'm on the battlefield, amen. But you got to do more than sing that song, I'm on the battlefield, amen, for my Lord. And I promise him that I will serve him until I die. Some folks are only on the battlefield, amen, as long as everything goes their way. Can I get a witness? Somebody else say amen. Amen. They're on the battlefield as long as everything is smooth and fine and dandy, amen. But don't let some storms arise. Don't let some difficulty arise. But I come to tell you, brothers and sisters, God needs some soldiers, amen. God needs some soldiers who are willing to stay on the battlefield. It's not enough just to get on the battlefield. Amen. You can't run when the battle is hot. Can I get a witness? Somebody hear me today. Amen. God has too many defectors in God's work. Amen. Somebody need to stand up and be counted. Amen. And say, I'm going to stay right here. Amen. Because the Lord has placed me here. Somebody else say, I'm going to stay right here until my chains come. Can I get a witness? Give God your battles. Amen. I want to talk to a mother. I want to talk to a father. Amen. Who have some wayward, hard-headed children. Can I get a witness? Won't listen to anybody. Won't listen to you. Give God your battles. Amen. Somebody who is having a difficult time paying your mortgage, paying your rent, feeding your household. Can I get a witness in the house? Amen. Give God your battles. Somebody who have an enemy on your trail. Amen. Trying to consume you. Amen. Give God your battles. Amen. Let me say a word before I go to my text, because I promise you, I'm just going to speak for just a little while. Amen. And you can get with me or you can go to sleep. Amen. And I'll be through in just a minute. Amen. But I think somebody ought to pay attention. Amen. I think somebody ought to listen here today, because battles come in different ways. Can I get a witness? Sometimes it's not always physical situation. Sometimes it's a mental situation. Can I get a witness? Sometimes you got to fight and battle with depression. Can I get a witness? Sometimes you got to battle with discouragement. Can I get a witness? Amen. Sometimes you just got to battle with evil. Can I get a witness? You know, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, people can be evil today. Can I get a witness? People can be very, very vicious, very unconcerned and uncaring. Can I get a witness? And if you're a child of God, you're going to have to go through something in your life. Can I get a witness? And now let me tell you, you got to learn how to pray. Amen. That's one of the things we need to do in the church. I wish I had a praying church. I wish I had people who don't mind calling on the name of the Lord. I wish I had people who don't mind calling the name of Jesus. Because I come to tell you, brothers and sisters, there's power in his name. Can I get a witness? Give God, I say, give God your battles. Now let me bring this to your attention. When you give God your battles, you're telling the devil that you're not fighting by yourself. Can I get a witness? You see, the devil always wants you to feel that you're in it all by yourself. He wants you to feel that nobody cares for you. He wants you to feel that you're always outnumbered. Can I get a witness? He wants you to feel that you don't have the right resources. Can I get a witness? But I come here today to serve notice on the devil. Can I get a witness? I come to tell somebody I am not in this situation by myself. Can I get a witness? I tell somebody, like God spoke to Samuel, they are not hurting you, but they are hurting me. Can I get a witness? Sometimes people think that they are fighting you, but they are fighting God. Can I get a witness? I come to tell somebody, the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Sometimes people think that they are rejecting you, but they are rejecting God. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you something. God has a way, and his timetable may not be your timetable. You see, when God get ready, he will avenge his very elect. Can I get a witness? Because every child of God, he has built a hedge around them. Can I get a witness? And I come to tell you, you need to walk in your divine protection. You need to walk like you're walking with Jesus. You need to walk like you know who is on your side, that you will not fear what man can do unto you, because the God that I serve, he can make a way out of no way. The God that I serve, he has a way of fixing things. I want to tell somebody who battling in life is rough now, it's tough. Sometimes you feel like moaning and you feel like crying and you feel like weeping. I come to tell you, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Can I get a witness? But I look to the hills where's coming my help, for my help coming from the Lord. I come to tell somebody, look up and live. You're not by yourself. The Bible says, lo, I'm with you always until the end of the world. Oh, praise his name. I said, praise his name. Well, somebody go ahead and just praise his name. Can I get a witness? And that's why, brothers and sisters, you ought to thank God for the sunshine. Thank him when things are smooth. Thank him for the good days. Thank him for good health. Thank him for joy in your life, because just around the corner is some battles you got to face. Can I get a witness? But I come to tell you, get yourself ready to get strong, because the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I come to tell somebody, don't be weak, be strong, because if you're strong, whatever the devil throws at you, God will catch him. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Just the other day, the Bible tells us that David and his men went out patrolling the area, and when they came back, the Amalekites had come to their village and burned it to the ground. I don't know what you have lost in life, because let me tell you, the devil wanna burn you. The devil want to bring you down. Can I get a witness? The Bible says that David and his men, they wept until they couldn't cry anymore. I want to tell somebody, it's all right to moan sometime. It's all right to cry, but don't stay there. Can I get a witness? Don't stay crying. Don't stay in a pity party. Can I get a witness? Don't panic like you ain't gonna make it. Can I get a witness? Cry a little while, then straighten yourself up and gather yourself and do what David said. Encourage yourself. Don't wait till people encourage you. You got to draw back on your own faith. You got to learn how to trust the Lord. You got to learn how to give it to Jesus. I come to tell you, God can and God will. He'll work it out because we serve a God that has power in his hand. Well, we serve a God that can fix it. The battle is the Lord. I come to tell somebody, lift up your hands and praise his name. Give God glory, because you're not by yourself. Give God your battles. Give God your battles. Because one of the things the devil wants you to feel, that all is lost. And the devil knows how to make things look bad, make things look gloomy, dismal. But you got to have faith. The Bible said we walk by faith, not by sight. Some folks look at stuff. Sometimes you're looking too much. That's not what's going to tell you what's going to be. Sometimes when I deal with people, I got to get them straight. Let's say you got a big church. I got to get them straight about that, because I know the next thing coming. But I have to let people know I'm just serving God. Can I get a witness? Everything that you need, and everything that I need, and everything that New Joy needs is already fixed. I say it's already fixed. Somebody will hear me today. I say it's already fixed. And it's on God's timetable. Can I get a witness? I say somebody ought to praise him. I said, somebody ought to praise him. The reason why I can sing, the reason why I can shout, the reason why I can have church when nobody else want to have church, because I know who I'm serving. I know who is listening. Can I get a witness? And I want to just say this, and I'm through. We come this far by faith. If there are any witnesses here, I say we come this far by faith, leaning. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Leaning on the Lord. Give God your battles. You got to believe that you belong to God. One of the reasons why some people don't trust God, because they don't believe in him. They don't believe in that relationship that they're supposed to have with him. God will not deny you of any good thing. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that, or are you just talking?
Are you just saying something? I think sometimes people are just saying something. That's why you can't pass the test if you're just talking. Because, you know, like they say, talk is cheap. Can't get witness. Amen. You got to back up what you're saying. Amen. God is good. I said, God is good. Somebody going through the fire right now, give God your battles. I said, give God your battles. You may be worn out because battles will tire you. Battles will drain you. You don't have to prove that you're Superman. I don't try to prove to anybody that I'm Superman. Amen. I just give it to the Lord. Because the Lord will take care of you. Do you believe that God will take care of you? I said, God will take care of you. You better trust him because he's a mighty good God. If you're here today and you just feel the need of prayer,